The shortfall in tax collection widened to an alarmingly high level of 1.03 trillion rupees in just 11 months of the current fiscal year, despite imposing record new taxes in the budget, taking advances, withdrawing money from people's bank accounts, and blocking refunds of companies and individuals. Only in May, the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, faced a mammoth shortfall of 205 billion rupees despite paying 5.3% less refunds compared to last year. The embarrassing outcome brings into question the government's strategy of collecting taxes from the already burdened classes and sectors of the economy. One of the reasons for missing the monthly target by a wide margin is no new recovery of arrears in litigation cases, which both the government and the fiber had promised to recover through expeditious settlement of the cases. The fiber provisionally collected 10.21 trillion rupees from July through May of the current fiscal year, falling short of the target by 1.03 trillion rupees, according to its statistics. The collection was still around 28%, or 2.2 trillion rupees, higher than the previous fiscal year, but not enough to stay on track. The key reasons behind the higher collection compared to last year were the imposition of more taxes in budget, particularly on the salaried class and corporate sector, and expansion of sales tax net to many untaxed areas. Yet the fiber missed the target by 1.03 trillion rupees. The fiber did not respond to a request for comment till the filing of the story. The shortfall is far more than what the government committed in talks with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, in March this year, when the lender lowered the target by 640 billion rupees for the full fiscal year. In a meeting of the National Assembly Standing Committee on Finance on Thursday, PPPMNA Mirza Iksherbeg said that the fiber illegally recovered money from multiple bank accounts in Karachi to meet its targets. Moreover, Utopia Industry, one of the top 12 exporters, is struggling to get 3 billion rupees in refunds, a situation many industries are facing despite official claims of clearing refunds within 72 hours. Details showed that in May the fiber paid 2 billion rupees, or 5.3%, less refunds compared to the same month of last year. Total refund payments in 11 months reached hardly 458 billion rupees, higher by just 1.1% and not in commensuration with the 28% rise in tax collection. The salaried class was the most affected segment that paid a record 437 billion rupees in taxes till April, which were 52%, or 150 billion rupees, more than last year. For May, the fiber's tax target was 1.1 trillion rupees. However, despite taking advances and slowing refunds, it could collect 907 billion rupees. The monthly collection was 271 billion rupees, or 43%, more than last year, which a senior fiber official said was commendable in the current circumstances.